This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings and mercy be upon you all. Welcome to the sixth episode of Dawah Thursdays. And in our episode today, we are going to be discussing the human being. Now, fundamentally, before we can continue, I would like us to reflect a little bit as to what we discussed previously in our previous episodes, because those episodes are going to interlink with what we have to discuss today. So fundamentally, we discussed the concept of Dawah, and we found that Dawah itself in an Islamic context means to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in one of our previous episodes, Knowing Allah, we discussed as to why it is so important to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in order for us to call towards Allah, we need to know Him, and we need to have a connection with Him, and we need to understand His names and attributes in order to project that towards the people that we speak to. Now, in a similar way, in order for us to call humanity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to understand humanity as to what makes them different to any other process that we find within this universe. And so we are going to delve into that today. Computers and robots and so forth work on something called input and output. Whatever command you put within this device is the output, something that will come to fruition. Now, fundamentally, there is no reflection. There is no comprehension from the robot itself. And ultimately, if we think about it, human beings are completely different. What sets us apart from these computers and robots is that we have akl, we have nafs, we have ruh, we have kalb, and we have fitra. And in the fitra itself is something that is so pure, something that is so important for us to focus on and to unlock. Another thing to comprehend regarding computers and robots is that they have no feelings. They have no emotions to project out towards this world. So ultimately, human beings have the capacity to feel. They have the capacity to contemplate, and they also have the capacity to project the emotions that they are feeling out into this world. Now, once we understand the differences between a human being and that of a robot or a computer, we come to an understanding that when we perform Dawah, we truly need to connect with these individuals. And with this connection that we build with them, we have them understand that first and foremost, all of us are human. It doesn't matter from what race, ethnicity, what background or history or anything that we come from. Fundamentally, we are all human and we can connect with each other on that basis. And once we do that, we can use this as a platform to awaken the fitra that is within their hearts. And fundamentally, our responsibility as du'at is to awaken the truth that is already within them. We know that our beloved Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says in Sahih Muslim and Al-Bukhari, he says that every child is born in a state of fitra, and then they are molded and changed by their parents or their communities and societies to either become a Jew, a Christian, or a disbeliever. And once we come to an understanding that our sole responsibility is to help awaken that fitra, we also understand that speaking about the existence of God is just a means, it's not the end. And fundamentally, our path with this individual is truly to connect with them. So what exactly is the fitra? The fitra consists of two innate dispositions that is within every single human being. The first of these is knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. And the second one is to know that He is worthy of all worship, of all submission, and all glorification. And I would like to share a beautiful verse with you within the Holy Quran that speaks about this concept. In the Holy Quran in chapter 30, verse 30, we find the following verse. So be steadfast in faith in all uprightness, O Muhammad. The natural way of Allah which He has instilled in all people, let there be no change in this creation of Allah. That is the straight way, but most people do not know. Now what Satan tries to do is he tries to change this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to try and deceive us, put doubts within our minds, and take us away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fundamentally, as du'at, what we do is we just share the message, and through that we awaken that fitra, that connection that individuals have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring them back upon the path. Now, in order for us to awaken this fitra, we would use different techniques of speaking to individuals. And one technique that works with one person might not work with another. That's why it's so important to understand the human being that you are speaking to. Understand that every single person you speak to is different. And in unlocking that fitra, you would use different keys. For instance, you might use rational argumentation with one individual. With other individuals, you might use experience or spirituality or character or you might even speak regarding the revelation. Now, we are going to discuss some of these keys in a later episode so that you can learn as to how to use these keys with every single individual that you speak to in order for you to help unlock that fitra that is within their hearts. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you have, please leave a like and share this message. I look forward to seeing you at the next one. All the best of blessings to you and your family. Jazakallah khair.